fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 29th day of June, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. We have Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi with us. And everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates on your homework assignment, sir?
It's continuing to progress. I was going to call it yes. I had to wait till results of court were over with, and it was about 50% reading on the Bluetooth receiver here on my phone.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you had a chance to talk to any embalmers yet.
Yes, and they are experiencing, as you've alluded to, that. And I know several doctors around here, and they're saying they're running into it as far as patients having difficulty with circulation of the blood. Is my son alluded to when he was doing the x-rays, as I talked about last week. So there is some circulatory problems in people's extremities or fingers, and you know, some of them is, and it varies from person to person, as you can imagine. Some it's maybe just a finger, some it may be a leg or an arm. It just varies. No consistency other than the fact that it's causing problems.
Okay. Well, okay. Outstanding. Deputy Hendricks, anything else for us before you get away?
Well, locally, I was part of unseating the local incumbent for our Congress by promoting the challenger. And you know how hard it is to unseat an incumbent.
Oh, yes.
That was good on the local front. And also, I want to take a moment to wish you and Chance and everyone else Happy Independence Day as we celebrate it on the 4th of July.
Well, thank you, and we do the same. We wish you a wonderful Independence Day celebration, And we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, Deputy.
Thank you, Deputy. Be next month, I believe it or not. And y'all take care. And of course, God bless you. And appreciate all you do, both of you. And as always, as I end with, it's Kudzu is King.
Roger that.
God bless
all
you.
Right. And for those who don't know, the things that the embalmers and the doctors are talking about are artery blockages. We've been calling them blood clots, but quite frankly, they're not really blood clots. They're blockages that have never been seen before in human beings. And with that, we do have with us Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Simply Clean Foods into your storage will help. And that brings up the prepper tip of the day, which is to get your barter items now while you can. Now, Chance, you've probably seen some films made regarding World War II and prisons, haven't you?
I have, yes, sir.
And in both instances, tobacco products are used as currency, aren't they?
Absolutely, as well as a few other things, yes, sir.
Roger that. Unless you live in North Carolina or Kentucky, places where they grow tobacco, I was visiting a couple of friends yesterday, a gentleman I know and his wife, and I said, you know, a man who's got a tobacco habit, he will trade his wife for tobacco. And the gentleman said yes, and the wife agreed. A person with a nicotine habit will trade anything they've got to get access to tobacco. Assuming you're in an area where tobacco can't be grown, which certainly takes away from the value of the tobacco products. But I have a vacuum packing machine, Chance, and I'll be getting tobacco products and vacuum packing them so I can trade for eggs, chickens, meat, maybe carpentry work, things of that nature. With
fuel.
The tobacco fuel, absolutely, diesel fuel, gasoline, and so forth. So it's a great barter item. If they're vacuum packed, that adds to their value. I think people will still buy stale tobacco just to get access to it, but a vacuum pack would certainly add to the value, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely agreed. And another item that's almost as highly addictive would be liquor. A person who has a habit of drinking on a regular basis would probably
For about 6 months. Because, well, I know I got hillbilly neighbors already make their own liquor. well, liquor is easier to fabricate than tobacco is. So, well, I would say within about 6 months, there would be all the liquor you want from home brew. But sure. As far as tobacco products, that would not change for a really, really long time. I'm not going to mention any names, but I have some friends who have stocked up quite a bit of liquor. That will be in my inventory also. It doesn't need to be vacuum packed. As long as the seal has not been broken, it should remain good condition. A wine bottle should be on their side. And the liquor should be kept in a cool, dry place, dark place. Now, the beer bottles are brown for a reason. And what is that reason, Chance, if you know?
Well, I can just take an educated guess here. I imagine they're brown to keep the sunlight out because the sunlight probably causes that beer to go stale.
Right. Beer is photosensitive. Now, there's a Mexican beer that comes in clear glass, which they probably started that as a matter of saving money. But now it's become part of their branding to sell their beer in clear glass. And beer has a shelf life as opposed to hard liquor and wine. After a period of time, beer will no longer be something anybody would want to consume. We got a call on hold here, Chance. We got Sherry in Kansas.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, you're talking about nicotine, and is interesting, Dr. Brian Artis, I heard him recently on an interview getting more in depth about this these venoms that they found, and he kind of fleshed out why he thinks it's in the, you know, they were doing something to the water supply, because that's, but he also talked about ivermectin, and where ivermectin attaches is the nicotine receptors in the brain. And but he said nicotine, and I think it was the spike protein, is also attracted to those nicotine receptors, or something about the COVID shots were. But he said the more powerful blocker for those nicotine receptors is nicotine itself, you know. And he also mentioned something about Biden administration putting out something that will make it harder to get or kind of restricting the supply of things like that nicotine gum and patches, and also trying to restrict cigarettes more themselves. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if you guys heard any of that, but he really fleshed out the deal about the why he thinks that they've put something in the water supply, because the only thing that the CDC was they wanted people to wear these masks and social distance, but they weren't testing air filters in the planes or anything. What they were doing was around the water supplies, 400 different sites in 37 states, they were testing the water supplies. And were they just testing, or were they doing something else? So,
well, I got a follow-up on that, Jerry. The county immediately east of me is St. Francis County, Missouri. The county seat is Farmington, Missouri. In that area, they had, it was either second or third highest infection rate of coronavirus in the entire country. In that area, the public water supply comes from an abandoned mine that's open to the public for tours and scuba diving. You know, now, most public water supplies come from one of two places, either a river or a well. Trying to contaminate a river is extremely difficult, just because of the sheer size of the river. A well is a closed environment where you don't there's very limited privileged access. But a public water supply that comes from an abandoned mine that's open to the public, where you can pay a small admission charge to go on a tour, would be the ideal place to contaminate that water supply and infect tens of thousands of people, which is what happened in St. Francis County, Missouri. Now, I have no evidence. I repeat, I have no evidence that that's what happened. I do have a very strong suspicion that that's what's happened. So there's your follow-up, Sherry.
Yeah, he also talked about, and this might have come, I can't remember where he said this came out, but it might have come out in the assassination hearings back in the 70s that Congress did. And but he said that the CIA admitted to doing a test using some kind of venoms in a water supply in a government building. I think he said it was an FBI, but I'm not sure. Putting it in the water supply for that building, and then they also had an antidote that they put in there after a short period of time that would clear it up in 2 hours, and there was no trace that it happened. And they just did it. And they made, you know, government people sick. And they admitted it, he said. And this was back in the 70s.
Right. Well, I've done experiments of a similar nature all over the country for decades.
Yes. Oh. I want to thank the lady that called in, I think it was yesterday, when you guys were talking about that court case. I had also heard that, the one that Charlie talked about, the where they said that if it was a new DNA or something, you know, a manufactured DNA, that was right. patentable. Because I had heard the same thing, but no one ever gave the site like she did. And I really want to thank her because I think I was recording that. So I'll have to go back and get it. Because, you know, you tell somebody that and, you know, they'll just roll their eyes. But if that's true, you know, these people are so evil. So that's all I have, John. Thanks.
They are. All right. Chance, before I get to our next caller, do you have any new items in your inventory that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, first of all, greetings from the great state of Texas that just received some rainfall, finally. We needed this so desperately. We've had not a lot of rainfall in the past couple of months, and so it was very welcome here. I do have some information about our food supply right now. I need to guess before we take John on, just let people know that we still have a very nice inventory of fruits, of vegetables, of fruit and vegetable powders, herbs and spices. We're very fortunate. And I must say, I was contacted last week, Friday, from our competition looking to hopefully purchase some of these items, which, of course, John, you know, we have to take care of our customers first before we sell bulk to anyone. And so know that we have a nice inventory and some more good news. We are expanding our operations here in Texas. We are working right now out of two separate locations. And we are combining these two locations into one massive facility. And this is being built as we speak. And I'm very, very pleased so that your customers and your listeners and our customers understand we'll be more efficient in this new building. We'll be able to get orders out even faster than we do, which is 72 hours right now. And we're all here very, very excited for the big move, John.
All right. Well, the big move. And when's the big move happening?
The construction should be completed, I would think, in the next 15 to 20 days.
All right. Very nice. Our next caller is John Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. And congratulations on your new building. That'll be
great.
Thank
you. Thank you, John.
John, if you don't mind, I'd like to kindly and gently hold your feet a little bit closer to the fire. And I'm not doing it to be mean or vindictive, but a couple of months ago, I brought up the observation with my own eyes of a secondary water supply line being put throughout Nashville, Tennessee, who has its water, drinking water, coming from a water treatment plant. And I had speculated myself, after seeing cellular control valves being installed from a small line into a large line, that it was a way to direct poisoning or introduction of chemicals or other things into the water supply. And I was flatly discounted, and you knew that it could not be true. Now, this morning I'm listening to you talking about you have no proof, but you have speculation that a water supply coming from a cave or an abandoned mine is being used to cause coronavirus or poison the people in a county nearby you. Can you explain to me the difference and why anyone should add any more credence to what you said than what I said?
Well, I'm not asking for any credence. I'm just reporting what I know. Two things: the source of the water and
If you don't mind, I'd like to hold over because I can't hear you.
Okay, we have a break. Right back.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your vehicle, your spouse's vehicle, vehicle that youngster off to college the exact same way with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, do you? Well, you can, and save $50 per piece of equipment on EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Chance with Simply Clean Foods. He's taking a break. We'll be back. He's got some business to attend to. And John, let's go back a bit. Now, your observation was a secondary water line. Now, when a municipality builds a new water line, they don't generally remove the existing one because they don't need to. They just leave it where it is and abandon it. And they put in
they
remote
don't,
control.
John, they don't. They do not tie into the existing line if they're abandoning.
They usually don't.
And something I failed to mention is that I did work on the pipeline back in the 70s. I know what I'm looking at. I have experience in pipelining. I've been in the oil industry for over 40 years. I know when I'm looking at valves that are remotely controlled. What right. I am saying, if they're going to put a new line in, they're not going to dig down and tie into the existing line. If they're going to abandon it, why would you tap into it with a
usually
smaller
not.
Line when the population is increasing? You're going to put a line in, replace a 12-inch line with a 6-inch line? I don't think so. What I'm saying, John, I don't speculate for the sake of speculation. I do my best to be consistent in everything that I say and everything that I do. You can go back and unless I find the information that I believe to be incorrect, I've never sidestepped. I've never gone back on what I've said without an explanation. Go back and listen, you know. But what's amazing, and I'm doing this with every bit of kindness that I have in me. I'm listening to John Moore, and one day he'll say something, and the next day he says something entirely different, depending on who you're talking to. And I'm not saying that to be hateful. I'm saying that because I think we need to understand that, like, John in Tennessee doesn't have all the answers, and I know I'm not always right. John Moore in Missouri doesn't have all the answers and isn't always right. I do listen to your calls, and I listen to your callers, and I listen to you in particular. If it's something that you just don't want to talk about, you shut it down. And how can we come and reason together if interaction and understanding and reasoning is being shut off? How can we come to any new knowledge if some one person or one group of people have all the answers? How can we come to a clear understanding? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you said it.
Thank you for allowing it, and don't take it personal. It's as constructive and kind as I know to be. So thank
you.
Okay,
John. Anything else? That's it? Okay. And Chance, it looks like you're back.
Yes, sir. Hey, I came across something, John. I typed something in the chat prior to the show. Basically, for educational purposes, I was reading an article about a scientist who has found a new way to predict massive solar flares, right? And I'd like to talk a little bit about that, if I may, sir.
Please, let's hear about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this scientist, after doing some research in an observatory, was noticing the bands, they call them the bands, in the electromagnetic surface of the sun, how they react to the plasma energy. And by following this for many years, he's been able to predict solar flares. Most of them never hit the Earth, right? But he talks about some of the dangers of when we are like a bullet coming from the sun in that path. And this article, it's only 2 minutes. I'd like to go ahead and share. So this is what's going to happen. The plasma will begin to flood the Earth's ionosphere. The electron bombardment will cause high-frequency radios to go dark. GPS signals, which are transmitted via radio waves, will also go dark. Cell phone reception zones will shrink. Your location bubble on Google Maps will expand. The atmosphere heats up. It will swell, and satellites will drag, then veer off course and risk collision with each other and other space debris. Some actually will fall out of orbit entirely. Most new satellites are equipped to endure some solar radiation, but in a strong enough storm, even the fanciest circuit board can fry. When navigation and communication systems fail, the commercial airline fleet, about 10,000 planes in the sky at any given time, will have to attempt a simultaneous grounding. Pilots will eyeball themselves into a flight pattern while air traffic controllers use light signals to guide the planes in. Those living near military installations may
hold,
see...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break here, Jim. We'll get back to you.
I thought I heard music.
Yeah, you did. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have exclusive content at my website. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, he had a sabbatical from being on the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. He's back. His articles we've been publishing now this year are at my website, exclusively at my website, nowhere else on the internet. He has a private email list he was sending these to, including myself, but I asked him for permission to publish them, and he granted permission. And that's the only place you'll find Steve O'Neill's articles. And then we've got the latest intelligence briefing, published every 48 hours on Monday and every 24 hours Tuesday through Friday, put together. It's a summary of world events put together by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent with the United States military intelligence. And it's found nowhere else on the internet also. Last but not least, of course, if you have arthritis pain, it's slowing you down from doing what you love to do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. What are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Are you not getting a great night's sleep? Not sleeping as well as you did when you were younger? You need an energy cleaner also. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Mattress pads that go with it are wonderful. They're soft and cozy. And, of course, the micro plush throws. If you already have an energy cleaner, you need to check those out because they give you a lot more use for your energy cleaner you already have, because you can put them on your recliner, on your car seat, as well as on your bed. Only $75 shipping included. Your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, can be ordered at my website or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Food. And if you would like to place an order there, the coupon code is LibertyMan, isn't it, Chance?
It is. LibertyMan, lowercase, no spaces. Just type that right into the coupon code and you will get free shipping guaranteed, as well as a nice little discount to go along with that.
Absolutely.
Now, John, I just wanted to finish this information here, this article. And what we're talking about, folks, is the dangers of a massive solar flare. Okay, so where we left off, those living near military installations may see government aircraft scrambling overhead when all the radar systems jam. That's when the nuclear defense protocols will automatically activate. Through a weird and non-intuitive property of electromagnetism, electricity coursing through the atmosphere will begin to induce currents at the Earth's surface. As those currents race through the crust, they will seek the path of least resistance. In regions with resistive rock, especially in the Pacific Northwest, Great Lakes, and the Eastern Seaboard, the most convenient route is upward through the electrical grid. The weakest points in the grid are its intermediaries, machines called transformers, which take low voltage current and convert it to higher voltage for cheap and efficient transport. The largest transformers, numbering around 2,000 in the United States, are firmly anchored into the ground, using Earth's crust as a sink for excess voltage. But during a geomagnetic storm, that sink becomes a source. Most transformers are only built to handle alternating current, so storm-induced direct current can cause them to overheat, melt, and even explode. As one might expect, old transformers are at higher risk of failure, and the average American transformer is 40 years old, pushed beyond its intended lifespan. Now, guys, this is... we're talking about the Carrington event. He wrote, if just 9 transformers were to blow out in the wrong places, the U.S. could experience coast-to-coast outages for months at a time. Now, folks, this isn't fear porn, but what I'm trying to do here is to offer a little research and education so that you can possibly prepare for an event like this. Number one, in this day and age of technology, guys, we all own certain things like fancy flashlights that are rechargeable that have circuit boards in them. That flashlight is useless in a situation like this. You need to have on hand the old style double D battery with requires no circuitry whatsoever. That's going to be perfectly fine. If you have an old AM/FM radio with transistors versus all the circuitry, you're most likely going to be just fine. Understand that you could be without power for months on end. And that in itself, John, as you know, is a very dangerous situation. People can handle 72 hours, maybe even 96 hours. But after that, they're going to start to scramble for anything that they can get, because most people, John, as you know, are not prepared, food, water, etc.
Well, I have something to add to that. These large transformers can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and placing an order to get a new one under normal conditions means taking delivery about 1 year after the order is placed, under normal conditions where everything's working properly. Point being, when these large transformers go down, they won't be replaced in a year, because here's the operative term. Listen carefully, Chance. Listen carefully, everybody. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken.
Yes.
And typically when we have a hurricane, say it's Hurricane Katrina, and I've seen this happen multiple times, utility companies, they ask for volunteers to travel in convoy to the affected area. And so the guys that want to make extra money, especially single guys, and travel to this affected area for a month or 2 months or 3 months, they volunteer. Trucks are outfitted, the utility trucks are outfitted with everything they need. They pack their bags, and they travel in a convoy of 8, 10, 20 utility trucks to the affected area. Now, that's what we've done in the United States for decades. When one region is affected, the unaffected regions saddle up to go help. There's not going to be any unaffected regions to saddle up and help. That part, it'll be half the planet. A Carrington event will affect half the planet. And the odds of the other half of the planet saddling up and coming across these oceans to help is pretty remote, I would say. So getting prepared in advance is really the best solution, isn't it?
It is. One more thing to add before we take Dave here. According to this science, earlier in the article, which I didn't read, there is in orbit technology that will give us some notice, right? But he's stating 1 hour. Okay, so 1 hour notice globally to reach out to all the governments in the world. By the time that information reaches us, John, we're probably already experiencing this event.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. We got Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Chance. This is very interesting information you're putting forth here. I'm going to go back and re-listen because I don't think I comprehended it properly, and it's really, really good. I was wondering, by chance, did you see this article by Mercola this morning about food insecurity, or it's titled Did the Rockefeller Foundation predict the future?
I have not seen it. Give us a summary, if you would, please.
I wondered if Chance had seen that. It's related to food. You know, they predicted the future before in the lockstep document, and I don't know how many other instances. In this one, this was published July 28, 2020, talking about how the pandemic has caused a great food crisis and all of these things, and it's bringing all these problems together, and we need to consider eating alternate protein sources, and we need to consider finances, we need to consider people who are affected by this, especially minorities, and be fair about everything. And in other words, FEMA has the opportunity here, because everything, you know, everything that is done over the internet and data collected, they know where the food is. And that's one of the issues that your business and your customers and all of us need to consider, is the FEMA jurisdiction over people and how your food stores are going to be public domain. So this document is very interesting. Take a look at Mercola.com. It's up for 48 hours. You can save the page, or you can sign up for $5 a month to listen, to look at his articles. It's amazing, actually, to me, what Mercola can put together in an article on a daily basis. He's not an earth-shattering genius like Einstein, but he has so much information that he's carefully somehow digested. I can understand why he's number one on the list of misinformation, meaning that we need to listen to him. I guess.
Yeah, Dave, that's Dr. Mercola, and I have followed him for quite a while. And as a matter of fact, that article seems very familiar to me. But here's the thing, Dave. So you talk about these food companies, public domain, right? And that is a fact. That's in that was actually passed in legislation. However, that being said, let's just say a person who has any sense of intelligence would never keep all of their food in one place, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Good you brought that up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So, I don't know. Take a look at that document when you get a chance. It's rather interesting. Rockefeller,
okay.
You see, if we merely would look at what some key sources say, the Rockefeller Foundation tells you their plans. All we need to do is read them. It's not that hard. To digest the law and all the laws that are passed is nearly impossible, and people have sleuthed things out. But these guys are showing their plans, and we need to read them. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it.
Hey, John, I've heard that before, and maybe you have too. I'm not sure, but I've heard that the elite, the people that are pulling the strings, have this odd sense of a requirement to let people know what they're going to do before they do it, so that they can somehow say in their evil little minds, "Well, we told you so."
Well, that premise has been bandied about in the alternative media for probably close to 20 years or so. And there may be some element of truth to it, that there's some compulsion in their belief system that they need to issue a warning. There's a lot of evidence to support that, a lot. So anyway, How's business been? Are you getting more orders, the same, less? Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've been, even on your show, we've been offering some promotions. And, of course, when that happens, especially when we did the buy one, get one free, that helped us because we found some extra inventory. We were able to clear out some space for incoming inventory. So that's always wonderful. We kind of feel like if we could help someone prepare that's on a budget, that's a win-win, right? So, sure. Yeah, we've been very, very busy. As a matter of fact, I'm ready for a little break so that we can do our inventory again and get kind of caught up on some of the things that we've had to put to the side and some equipment maintenance that needs to be accomplished. That's all part of the job, right? So, but yeah, it's been fun. You know what I enjoy, John, more than anything else, and I know you do consultations. I love when customers call and they ask for help. They say, look, I'm new to this. I don't really know what I'm doing. You know, please guide me into the right direction. And we don't just talk about food. We talk about many different things, even security. Right. And so that for me is why I get up in the morning, brother. That and my Lord is why I get up in the morning every day to do what we do, because there are a lot of people out there that really just need a helping hand, you know, a little guidance, and we're happy to do so. So if you email us at simplycleanfoods, the symbol at chef.net, simplycleanfoods@chef.net, and just reach out and say, hey, I could use some help. I'm more than happy to maybe give you a call in the evening or on the weekends or something like that and guide you through the process.
Okay. Well, that's excellent that you can do that. And we do have open lines if somebody's got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. I was talking to a funeral director in my area earlier this week, and he confirmed approximately a 40% increase in funerals beginning July of last year. And I said, you know, there's no precedence for this. And he nodded agreement. There's no precedence for this. There simply is not. And we talked some more. He's agreed to look at the death certificates that began coming in around July of last year. To confirm what he and I both believe to be the case, that these increased deaths are mostly in working age men and women, and that they're dying from heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes, which typically people under 60 years old have minimal minimal fatalities from. And we'll be John, talking more about this.
May I add to that just quickly? I find it ironic that when back in 2020 and 21, folks would go into the hospital for an issue, for example, maybe the heart, they would call it COVID then, right, for the money. Now that they've passed, they say, well, they died of a heart attack. Isn't that ironic?
That's right. That's right. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Deceit. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. And looks like, Chance, our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to know, have either of you two gentlemen ever seen the Aurora Borealis?
Never been that far north myself. Chance, have you?
I have not been to Alaska, no, to see that. I would love to see that in person, yes, sir.
Right. Okay, well, the aurora are nothing more or less than the evidence of solar flares hitting the Earth's magnetosphere. That's what they're caused by. So, actually, we're getting bombed every day by solar flares. It's a question of the intensity. And
that is correct. That's correct.
I remember, back in the 1960s, when I was living in central Canada, we had intense aurora at, I was seeing it from, say, 51 degrees latitude, okay, which is very rare in those days for some reason. The solar wind was very, very intense, and so we're getting bombed by not only those that come in as protons and electrons, positively charged they go one way, negatively charged they go the other way, and so we're getting a lot of radiation from outer space. So I just wanted to let everybody,
We appreciate the update, James. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, James.
Well, Chance, where has this hour gone? It's just flown by, hasn't it, sir?
It's like that with us quite a bit. It doesn't seem like we have the available time to get all the messages across. But in our waning minutes here, I do want to remind folks, it's all about the attitude. If you tackle your day with a sense of focus, and, help as many people as you can along the way. I got to tell you, that brings so much joy and happiness to not just others, but to yourself as well.
All right. Well said. Well, thanks for being with us, Chance. And give us your phone number before you get away real quick.
Absolutely. 737-400-2066. I'll repeat that. 737-400-2066.
The highest quality freeze-dried food in stock, ready for immediate shipment. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. And we always go in directions that really can't be predicted with Professor McKinney. It's always a lot of fun talking with Jim. And, of course, the third hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, as always, to get his updates on what's going on with the international communist conspiracy. Tomorrow, Dr. Horowitz. What a guy. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.